So I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Thank you, Johnny Randolph, doing his engineer thing by getting us started today. And Amy, I've been having such a good time talking to you because, you know, I get to know guests a little bit more. I haven't spent a lot of time with you really ever. And of course, I see you around because of the work you're doing with Thompson, and you are kind of the face of Thompson Sanitary. So getting to know you and your history, because I really want to applaud your work,
your
outreach materials, you know, your website and the things that you're doing. But I realize there's a reason you're so good at what you do now this morning, because you were a speech communications major in college.
I was. I graduated from Oregon State with a Bachelor of Science in Speech Communications and Multimedia.
Woo.
And so multimedia was like film and web at the time, which was just coming on, and also art. So I have a lot of background there. And then after that, I went and worked for the university, and actually they were just starting to brand at the time.
Yeah.
So I got to work with the marketing director, and I learned a ton of stuff while I worked for them, recruiting students and creating admissions materials.
Well, you know, I have to say, recently I've been redoing my personal website. The technology is always changing.
Oh my gosh.
I feel for you, Amy, because when I looked at your website this morning, I thought to myself, it's definitely easier now that some of the technology tools are available, because you probably remember, as I do, when we were building these sites from scratch.
Yes.
It was a pain in
DOS.
The butt.
Yeah. 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 So fortunately, I mean, I can actually look behind our website now and I know what the code means. Mm. I'm not necessarily super adept at it, because
you know,
we have a web designer, Lisa Gray, who is awesome and works with us for our vision. So we've really taken a lot of pieces of other websites that we think are awesome and put it all together, and she makes it happen.
Well, it really looks good. And I love, for example, the Wizards. I just typed in their plastic wrap and it told me what to do about it. I mean, I think folks need to recognize that as far as the kind of the taxonomy, I mean, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes here.
There is. And especially since the China crisis, it's really, really a global waste crisis. It's highlighted the need for this, because more people are paying attention to what they're buying, what they're throwing away, where it goes. Because if we don't make our recycling stream clean, it's not as marketable, and it makes the whole thing collapse.
Yeah, I feel for you guys, because as we've gone through the, you know, the green sword and trying to even understand myself, I mean, you guys have made a lot of efforts to provide clarity about what can go where. And I think people need to understand, too, is a lot of this, most of it is really out of your control.
I mean, completely. We are very small fish in this big pond. Really, the recycling facility tells us this is what we need in your mixed recycling cart, and if you don't, they could reject our load, and then we're forced to take it to the landfill.
So
it really is all on what they can sell and what they can market and separate easily with their equipment.
Now you had a tour of one of the manufacturing
it's the materials recovery facility. Called a MRF is what we call it, but it's really where we haul all of our mixed recycling, and it's in Salem at Garten. We took city officials and county officials on that tour. But I go there, I take all the seventh graders from Newport High School or Newport Middle School every year.
Really?
On that tour.
Oh, cool.
It's called our Follow the Waste.
Nice.
And they at least see where it's going, so they understand why why we need to separate materials.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you said you had some stats there. You have to tell us just how much stuff are we throwing away.
Yeah. I mean, nationwide, the EPA gives us these numbers. Basically, we're throwing the average person is throwing 4.9 pounds of waste a day.
Mm.
That is a lot of waste when we're talking nationally. And that's why I think it's so important that people get on board, because it's something easy that we can all do and make a big impact.
Yeah.
If we're all worried about the waste that we're generating, that it doesn't just go away, I think people can make a huge impact with like really a minimal amount of effort. That's how I believe. That's why I think it's really important to educate our youth, because they are growing up, and I want them to grow up thinking about their waste and that it just doesn't disappear when you put it out at the curb.
Yeah, absolutely. Amy, let's take our first break. We'll come back with Amy Thompson and Thompson Sanitary. You're listening to Connections, and we'll be back in just a moment. Yes, we are back on Lincoln County Connections, talking to Amy Thompson, Thompson Sanitary. And Amy, maybe we could jump into the app. So I downloaded this. I've got it on my smartphone now. Works really well. What are some of your thoughts on this?
You download it in iOS or Android, and you enter in your address, and then all of a sudden it'll populate with your calendar. So when your pickup days are, it'll set reminders for you. Then it also, the Waste Wizard is part of that component. That all came together, and then we were able to put that on our website.
As far as the engineering of it, it almost started on the app and then moved to the website?
Exactly, yeah. Oh, okay. We had something similar like that before that I had created out of like an Excel spreadsheet, but this one is much better. Mm. So it's like a step up. And the Waste Wizard, it really, I went through and was able to personalize it to our service area. Mm. And I'm constantly adding to it. So last month I had 12 suggestions from customers. Mm. They didn't see something on there. And I'm able to put synonyms. So maybe instead of plastic tub, I put also yogurt tub. So a lot of things will populate. That's on there. It's also bulky item pickup. So if you have some junk that you want to get rid of, you can actually schedule it on the app. And we have some already prices in there for things that we get asked a lot about. And then you can also pay online.
Yeah. It's more than just identifying like what goes into recycling or not, which is really cool that you made it more inclusive to include kind of a lot of these modern features that are in apps.
Yeah, and it's actually, this is a product by a company called Recollect, and I think there are 13 companies in Oregon, waste companies, that are now using this. So it's kind of become standard because they have done such a great job at it and made it at a reasonable price.
Right.
That's one of the reasons we haven't had an app until now, is because it hasn't been reasonable, but they've really done a great job with the waste industry making so that we could make it our own and make it usable and all those great things. So.
Yeah, I think the idea sounds neat until you go and try and implement something like that and realize that it takes a developer and
totally
it could be very expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, these apps don't come free, and to make them work well is really hard.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of data out there that, you know, by like in the next 3 years, like 98% of the population is going to have a smartphone.
Wow.
I know. So amazing. We thought that this was the best platform for us. And also you can make it custom to your language. So it's also available in Spanish and simplified Chinese.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I know. 10 years ago, it just was like, you know, I remember it was kind of like, does everybody have high-speed internet? You know, 98% of people are going to have smartphones. I mean, it really is a good chance for us to leverage, though, technology like you're doing. Another one of the things you do, we're kind of jumping around here, but let's talk about Can Cancer. Mm-hmm. And you told me you guys have been doing this 11 years. This is really cool.
Yes, we partner with the Pacific Communities Health District. And it's a fund that started in Central Oregon, actually, with another hauler there who was going through cancer and met a lot of people in the waiting room who were suffering financially because of their treatment. So this actually covers non-medical treatment expenses, like your fuel to get to Corvallis for maybe a specialized treatment there, or to pay a utility bill because all of your expenses are going towards your medical costs. So it's really for those. And it's facilitated by the district. So you apply through them. And we've helped 250 people in the Newport area, in the district, help them with these extra costs. And November is our Can Cancer campaign. So we send purple envelopes with all of our bills and ask people to donate towards this because it goes to their local folks, people that might live next door to them. And it's, I've just heard a lot of great things, got a lot of great feedback. And in the past, we've kind of had a surplus, actually. But we have some great social workers that are working at the hospital right now mm-hmm. that are making sure it's getting doled out. So we mm-hmm. are really in the need of, we need to get this fund going again, really. And okay. so the Lighted Boat Parade, all of the proceeds from that will go to Can Cancer as well.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. And so when will we see this? When will those be put in the envelopes?
In November.
In November.
And okay. then there'll be purple like garbage cans at Oregon Coast Bank, Columbia Bank, as well as the hospital. So.
And it seems to me like you guys are really leveraging social media quite well. I mean, you've got the very modern website. You know, a lot of outreach tools are modernized, I would say. And where can we find you on Facebook?
Thompson Sanitary. Okay. We are on there. And
are you doing like the Instagram?
We are. Instagram too. Okay. And Twitter.
And Twitter.
So
that's
we're
a lot to keep up with.
It is. But I probably the most is on Facebook, just because sometimes it's easier to share articles that I find are relevant and helpful from other resources in our state or nationally.
Yeah.
Just what I come across. So yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's take our next break. Okay. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about Eco Shoppers too. I love that group
awesome.
On Facebook, and we'll be back with Amy Thompson in just a moment. And we're back on Lincoln County Connections talking to Amy Thompson, Thompson Sanitary, and really so much to cover, Amy. This show is really, really short for as many things as you guys are doing. So it would be, great to have you back.
I would love
to. You know, keep up the conversation, because I do think there's a lot to learn. And the truth is, you know, the implications are really pretty big. We do, as you said earlier with your statistics, produce a lot of waste. And it's like, what are we doing with this stuff? I certainly think about it sometimes when I'm throwing things away, or I've looked at my app and, you know, I am a little frustrated. It's like, oh, this has to go into the landfill.
Yeah.
You know, and so I've myself started following some different influencers on Instagram, like package free
mm-hmm.
type stuff, because I'm thinking, okay, you know, what can I really do? You know, and so you started Eco Shoppers, I want to say in the last couple years.
Yeah, a year and a half ago, maybe, I'm thinking. Yeah.
So what was going through your mind at the time you pulled that together?
Well, at the time, we were getting so much feedback from customers and citizens, because recycling is a really personal thing for a lot of people, because they feel like it's a way that they can help the environment. And so when a lot of things were not allowed in the cart, they were distraught. And they're like, what do I do about this? And also, it just brought attention to some people that actually had never really thought about it before.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I would really like to get on board, are the people that just don't even know what to do to reduce their waste. And so we started Newport Eco Shoppers because personally, I am the same way. I'm trying to figure this out. And so one of the things is like shopping in bulk. So we featured Oceana and bringing your own containers there. And it can even start out with just switching out your water bottle, or always using a reusable coffee cup when you're going through whatever drive-through. Simple things like that. So there's a lot of information on there, and it's ended up being this really great collaborative community thing. Mm. People are posting about where they get, you know, local soaps or things that are made locally, that, or businesses that really are trying to be eco-friendly and watch their impact. And I have learned a lot on there. Like, I started buying toilet paper from a totally different source because it doesn't have any plastic packaging, and they give part of their proceeds to putting toilets in underdeveloped countries. So it's really all over the board.
There are a lot of good things happening in this space, for sure. And, you know, I think maybe the recycling situation, it's kind of like, I'll describe my own experience.
Yeah.
It was sort of like, I'd throw stuff in the recycling, and it sort of psychologically served my,
exactly,
you know, my sense, yes, that everything was okay.
Yes.
No?
Exactly. And
so it's like, oh, wait a second. Everything's not okay. It wasn't quite what I had thought it to be. And maybe, you know, for me, it's kind of like, oh, man, I got to work a little bit harder here,
yeah,
to make this work. So Eco Shoppers, I think, is one of these things. To me, it's a great example of how powerful groups can be and how we can leverage each other to say, oh, that's a cool idea, you know?
Yeah, and no public shaming. Like, if you buy a water bottle, you know, once, okay. But the whole thing is that you're trying and that you're aware of it. You're not going to be perfect at it. I'm not perfect at it, but I'm trying,
yeah,
you know?
Well, I feel for you guys as Thompson, because sometimes I think, man, they're taking so much heat, like, you're supposed to be the stopgap for this complete problem.
Right.
You know?
It was difficult, especially that summer after that crisis, because our customer service reps took a beating on the phone. I tell you, it was psychologically hard for them.
I bet.
Yeah. And so we got through that. It's gotten a lot better, and people are starting to understand now and accept the new normal. Yeah. But a lot of it was just some rage about that, and also perception that we weren't trying our best to do everything that we needed to do to recycle. But really, we've come out on the other side with a better marketable product and a more sustainable options. And things are starting to happen domestically as far as recycling that are much better.
Nice.
'Cause that's what we used to do. And then China just made it so cheap for us to send all of our trash over there that it really got rid of our domestic markets. And so they're starting to come back, not even fully what they were in the late 90s, but better.
Yeah. And I think we're going to fix this too, because I think as consumers as well, saying, hey, wait a second, I don't need all this stuff to deliver the product to me. I mean, I don't need all the super packaging. And sometimes it blows my mind, you know, when I get something and it's like five layers
deep. Oh my gosh. Of styrofoam or whatever. Yeah.
So, I mean, for us to say as consumers as well, like, hey, we don't need all this other stuff. So I think the synergy's there, and maybe it was sort of like, you know, we had to face, we have to come up with new solutions.
So. Yeah, we really have to take responsibility, and that's hard in our consumerism age.
Yeah.
So
it is. I mean, it's so easy to, you know, order on Amazon and, you know, whatever it is that we're doing. I mean, we can come up with solutions. So as we kind of are wrapping up, I want to remind everyone, absolutely download the app. It works seamless for me. I think others are going to find it's pretty easy to use. Your website, super informative. I mean, you're all over the place on social media. So if folks want to understand, and I will say in closing too, close here, Amy, that when I, last time I went through Thompson the Recycling, I mean, it's like an educational experience. There are like reader boards everywhere.
We're trying.
I mean, it's like, holy cow. And your attendant there was very thoughtful.
Doug is awesome.
I appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
And we'll have to have Amy back again soon on Connections. So remember, we can find you at
Thompson Sanitary on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and ThompsonSanitary.com. Those are all places you can find us.
And in the App Store.
Yes.
Look for that TSS app. So thanks to Amy Thompson for coming in and all the work Thompson Sanitary is doing. And remember, you can listen to Connections online on the county's website and on Yquinaba Communications. Thanks for listening and have a great day.